You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Monday evening, the Sonora City Council met, and towards the end of the meeting, there were Sonora City Council reports. Here are the edited remarks, beginning with Mayor Pro Tem Segerstrom.
Mayor Pro Tem Segerstrom for our council member.
There was remarkably little on my calendar. However, I did take what I thought was a very important field trip with the Water Advisory Committee. That was proposed and led by Councilmember Merrill. We looked at homeless encampments on our critical waterways, and I think it was an eye-opener for everyone to see how water that will go into all of our reservoirs is being sadly befouled by homeless camps, and we need to look at ways that we can move these people to safer and better served areas. I mean, it was almost they probably should have airdropped me in, because it was going down these cliffs trying to get to these locations was something. But it was hugely educational, and I have heard since then that the homeless camp under the Rawhide Bridge is really extensive and very much impacting Jamestown.
Thank you very much. Mayor Ex Officio Hawkins.
Message is simple. It's weed eating now with a nylon type string, and be very careful with the lawnmowers. We've seen some fires get out of hand already, small things, but really if you're out weed eating, think about your neighbors, and don't be afraid to go check on your neighbors that may need some help. It's really hot out there, and so that's all I got.
Councilman Merrill.
Kind of covering what Mayor Pro Tem Segerstrom already did. Can't remember the exact date, but yeah, I organized the 21st. Thank you. Organized a little field trip with the Water Advisory Committee to see the environmental impact that homelessness has on our community. And one of the reasons I did it is because I really want to put more pressure on both the county and Caltrans to do something about it. Because, I mean, the first encampment we went to is right under the Sullivan Creek Bridge next to the Peppery, and that is Caltrans right-of-way. And I, you know, one of the things I hear a lot is, you know, from many people, you know, legislators, you know, members of the public, is that, oh, homelessness is, you know, the city of Sonora's problem. And, you know, I'm not here to debate the validity of that statement at all, but what I can say is, just because the address may say Sonora on, you know, the letter or whatever you write, doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, these encampments are actually within Sonora city limits. So the reason I organized the field trips to the locations I did is because they're literally on our doorstep. They're not within city limits, even though it's, again, says Sonora on the address. We can't do anything about it. I want to do something about it, but I can't. So my goal was to, you know, involve as many necessary parties to demonstrate the wall that we're facing as a city, you know, when we can only do so much, when we have these ordinances, we want to help. But, you know, unless we're talking annexation or some sort of MOU that gives us more authority on helping the problem, you know, I felt like my hands are tied, you know, and I'm coming up on a year being in office now. I guess I'd just like to see, you know, more action from those parties that actually can do something about solving the problem. And I'd like to think that the trip I organized, I definitely opened a lot of eyes. You know, there were the fact that Mayor Pro Tem Segerstrom was able to get down into some of these locations, and I will admit maybe I undersold the difficulty of getting to some of them just for the sake of convincing more people to go and see the problem. I'd like to think I opened some eyes. There was everyone from, again, you know, people in their 70s to, I think there was like an 8 or 9 year old couple young kids that were really moved by some of the things that we saw. I'm also happy to announce that I officially have some Sharps disposal containers that I can take with me when I go to these places and I encounter things like needles. So instead of just kind of throwing them in a plastic bucket, I actually have, you know, one of the medical grade. I have two of them now that the LGBTQ Rural Resource Center provided to me at no cost, which was great. And thank you to them. But yeah, I just really hope that, you know, this time next year, we can point to more progress on the issue of homelessness, and by raising more awareness, get more people involved in being part of the ultimate solution. Because, like it or not, you know, these creeks run through our city. If you're swimming in Don Pedro, you're swimming with some pretty nasty stuff at the moment. So just a heads up, make sure you're up to date on your vaccinations if you want to enjoy our waterways this summer season. So
thank you, Councilman Merrill. Councilwoman Cruz.
I would just like to wish everyone a happy Independence Day to the citizens of this great country.
Thank you very much. For those of us who were able to get to the fair, it was kind of cool to see some of the booths and some of the insane amounts of money that were spent on livestock in support for our youth and youth programs. The FFA and, oh, what's the other one? 4-H. Because just in the pigs, they raised $100,000. It was amazing. I haven't been there, and I didn't ever pay attention in the past, but our community spirit is quite stunning, and we are fortunate to live here. So with that, I'd like to wish everyone a great Independence Day and adjourn the meeting.